Hello, this is Ron Clark, bringing you Lesson 2 in the Self-Healing Archaeus. Our subject in this lesson is the complete awareness and integration of the astral body. The astral body is composed of emotional energy as opposed to physical energy. Unlike physical energy, emotional energy is not measurable with scientific instruments. Therefore, the astral body should not be confused with the aura, since the aura, which can be measured, is composed of physical energy, albeit of a highly rarefied nature. An aura is naturally generated by a living physical body, and while it reflects the nature of the astral body, it is not the astral body itself. The astral body is an intermediary body caused by the descent of the mental body into the physical plane, and is dependent upon this connection between mental and physical for its existence. If the mental influx is cut off, or if the physical vessel is destroyed, the astral body begins to disintegrate. The raw astral substance is crystallized into an astral body only when there is a descent of the mental into the physical. Each astral body reflects the descending mental influx that forms it. Thus, your own natural astral body is just as unique as your physical body. No two are exactly alike. An astral body acts as a two-way connector between the mental and physical bodies. Whatever transpires in your mental body is reflected in your astral body and passes through your astral body to affect your physical body. Conversely, whatever happens to your physical body affects your astral body and, by extension, your mental body. The seat of perception is the mental body, but the seat of sensation is the astral body. When you experience a sensation, you perceive it initially with your mental senses. This is a perception of the essential meaning that underlies sensation. This essential meaning is then personalized by your astral body, and the sensation is given significance. Significance is a matter of the emotional content that we associate with a particular thing, idea, event, etc. Which emotions we associate with which thing depends upon our upbringing just as much as it depends upon our self-developed thoughts and experiences. This attribution of emotional significance to our perceptions is a very complex and primarily unconscious process. The habitual pattern that a person follows in their attribution of emotional significance is known as their personality. However, the astral body is more than just a complex of emotional responses. It's also our link to the astral realm. The first work in Hermetic initiation is the analysis and subsequent transformation of the personality. Understanding the dynamics of one's own personality allows the initiate to more clearly perceive the essential meaning that underlies each sensation, event, thing, or idea. When you can see through your own instinctual emotional interpretations and understand why you are reacting in that particular manner, you are then in a position to consciously respond instead of reacting out of unconscious habit. This reformation of the personality removes it from the realm of pure unconscious habitual reaction and turns it into a conscious tool of self-expression. With this tool in hand, the initiate seeks to clearly express their own essential meaning through the medium of conscious emotions. One task of this lesson of the Archaeus is the sensing of your astral body. This adds a new dimension to the work of analyzing and transforming the personality by providing a sensory point of reference to a process that is primarily intellectual. The astral body feels very similar to the physical body, but has a vibrancy to it that physical sensation does not. The feeling is very much like the physical sensation of goosebumps, or that otherworldly tingling sensation that arises when you encounter something deeply significant. Since the astral body is so intimately connected to the physical body, the sensing of the astral body feels, to the physical nerves, like you're hooked up to a mild current of electricity. It's as if you feel the tips of each hair on your body as the electric current forces them to stand straight out. But this is only how your brain naturally interprets the conscious sensing of the astral body. As I said previously, the astral body is not composed of physical energy. So what you feel of it with your physical body is not the astral body itself. Instead, it is a physical sensation caused by your brain's habit of translating the conscious awareness of significance into physical sensation. Since your brain is receiving an input of significance and essential meaning that it naturally associates with physical sensation, it is responding by firing off a few neurons that create the physical sensations I've described. This fact can lead to a great amount of confusion, as many will conclude that the astral body is an energetic or etheric body. So please remember, as you're sensing your astral body, that what you feel as a physical sensation is only an effect of becoming conscious of your astral body. Do not identify it as the astral body itself. Rather, look beyond the physical sensation and try to perceive the significance underlying the sensation. That is where you will find the true astral body. The physical body corresponds to the earth element, and the astral body to the water element. The astral body is very fluidic and rhythmic in its nature, and tends to adapt itself to any vibration it encounters. For this reason, all things perceived through hearing have an especially direct impact upon your astral body. A really moving song, for example, directly manipulates your astral body, evoking specific, predictable emotional responses through sound and rhythm. Since music is probably the best example of the effect that sound and rhythm have upon your astral or emotional body, I will be using snippets of a few appropriate musical passages as an aid during the exercise itself. So, let's move on to the practice of Lesson 2 and the complete awareness and integration of the astral body.